어떻게 당자 남진아 신세 독신다 알라도 봤어 다시
Okay, so as usual, we will spend a few minutes to do the practice of the seven branch worship. obeisance to my guru and protector, Manjushri, who holds to his heart the scriptural text symbolic of his seeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun unclouded by defilements, all traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of the Father for his only Son. All creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. He whose dragon thunder proclamation of the Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our calm, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with the 112 marks of the Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all living one with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our eyes, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom so that we may gain insight in the Buddha's words and texts that explain them.
신 갈소래 땅 아랑서 탐재기 줄어 아니 지금 갈소래다 산재기 릭스니 다 여대시 로하다 심지 인신질라 다 그 산재기 릭스니 다 단다 이 산재기 릭스는 뭐냐 산재기 다 서면 누가도 오지 아니 랑치스 여대시 차지거래
All of us we have we possess the Buddha lineage in our mental continuum. Basically, all living beings, all sentient beings, possess this Buddha lineage. Whether we call it Buddha lineage or something else, basically it refers to that the potential to achieve enlightenment, yeah, to be the potential to be Buddha.
어떻시니 따뜻한다 빼나 누구 빼나 누구께라 사분 구기하래 사분이는 누구께 투배래 그러나 대장다 사분 낭신지 따뜻한다 상계기 사분 낭신지 누구 사분 낭신지 따 말하는 수준다 따 토마면 예대 차디거래
In order for a sprout to arise. First, there must be the seed, isn't it? Yeah. So, for all of us, we possess that seed in our minds to achieve full enlightenment. Yeah. And this potential has always been there in our minds since time without beginning.
Sanjay, nobody ranches your day, and nobody yoba somebody, Sanjay took your money. That Sanjay did nobody, and it's it that Jabber Chiqua, that on the Karigi Jabber Sena, that was Shiva Nashir, Sosa, Jibajana, Hapardu, and Chichoji, to some gumsums or Tigda, Pa Caso Rigdi, and Nuba Tamarchesh. 다던다 변은 서분 여바 증이 미쳐봐 서분이 누구 깨라 다 깨면 뭐지 참고해 그러고 변은 서당 최당 추당 류당 다 망보지 쳐볼 때는 누구 깨나 신지 다 상계라 누구 여비 미쳐봐 다 다나 신지 망보지 깨면 뭐지 쏟다고해 깨벌 치고해 어떤데 자기와래
Okay, so all sentient beings, including ourselves, all of us, we possess this Buddha lineage or this potential. Buddha nature, yeah. Basically potential, the seed to achieve enlightenment. Yeah. But however, just having that potential alone doesn't mean you will automatically achieve enlightenment. Yeah. Although the potential is there, we need to activate the potential and increase the potential. Okay. So how do we do it? So as I've explained, earlier in the earlier class, and we need to put in the different conditions. Yeah, we need to accumulate the collections of merit and wisdom. We need to purify our minds of our obscurations, and in particular, we need to engage in the threefold activity of hearing, reflecting, and then meditating on the path, the teachings. Yeah. Okay, just like you know, if you want a sprout to arise, first many factors must come together. You know, for that seed, you know, in the first place to transform into the sprout. You know, so many conditions are needed, isn't it? Like water, fertilizer, and so forth. Yeah. So just having the seed alone doesn't mean you have a sprout. And so likewise here, we need to in order for this Buddha potential. In our minds to fully ripen, we need to develop the potential. And in order to develop the potential, so all these different conditions must come together.
What in this?
So this is a very important point. Yeah. So we all possess the Buddha nature. We all possess the potential to achieve enlightenment. But just having the potential alone without doing anything doesn't mean that we will achieve enlightenment. Yeah. So we need to bring about all the different factors here to activate the potential and to strengthen, to increase, and in order to allow the potential to come and to manifest, to arise.
Yeah.
So just to give an illustration, the cause of butter is basically milk. Yeah. So milk, you can get butter out of milk. Yeah. But if you just leave that pot of milk there, sitting there without doing anything to it, although it has the potential to become butter, but it on itself will not become butter. Yeah. Unless you do something to the milk, yeah. I don't know what you do. I mean, you churn, yeah, that's right. That's right. I was trying to find the word. I mean, in Tibetan, it literally means to kind of stir or churn. And you have to basically, I don't know. Anyway, you do something to the milk, and then you get butter, yeah, isn't it? So yeah, likewise, it's the same for achieving enlightenment, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so likewise, having the Buddha nature, having the potential to achieve enlightenment alone is not sufficient. We need to activate the potential and try then to to work on it so that that potential is activated and ripens. I guess most of you, or perhaps all of you, may not have seen how butter is produced. Yeah. I for sure.
Have you seen anybody? Huh?
No, no? You see a cow before, no? The real one. Don't talk about churning a cow. You sure? You seen a cow before?
I think that's a dog ball of color. The name is Yaksu. She made a dog ball of color.
Nomad.
Yeah, when I was young, I don't know, 8, 9 years old. So then one of my relatives, they are like nomad. What? Nomad. They have a lot of. Huh? Nomad. So they live in the jungle. Not they have a lot of this yaks. Not yak or some type of cow like that. So there are many, many in jungle. So I went with my grandmother. I think one day walking from my house. So I went there. So then so each time they gave the milk from the yak, so the evening they do twice. So every morning they do the milk, then after let go the cow in the jungle, so night time they come back again milk, So there are like plenty of milk, you know, like there are about 100 eggs like that. So when you collect the milk, you know, so much. Then after they boil the milk, then after they cool down, then after they put in the the wooden, the not wooden, what called them? Barrett. So this kind of container, so I don't know. Then they have some stick inside. I don't know how you call it. Anyway, I don't know exactly how to describe.
It's like a huge coffee plunger.
Yeah, something like that, a coffee machine. You press down, yeah, then pull out, press down like that. So that's not small, but they're big, big, you know. Then high like that, maybe up to your chest, so they have to pull. You put milk inside, then they have to pull up, pull down, you know. They have to do like 1-2 hours like that. You know. Then after a while, then somehow a small piece of butter come from there, you know. Then they put like that. Then again they do, you know. Then whatever like that. So at that time I saw how they make the butter. Only one time, yeah. My home, there's only few cows, so you cannot make butter, you know. So. How to make butter, yeah. What do you mean? That Jezan, that cousin Shivan, she said, Manzo Chao Tawa said, Ben Chao Chen to Kalayan, Kalsori, what? The Shunga Tursam Chich, Naga Hakwachi, Ani Chikta, Tazan, Naga Tazan, Hakobi Tone, Ani Chao Chen to Kala. One singing on the Mendoza Yung to it, so singing on Kuja Mendoza Teta Vesi Yung to it.
So we looked at the first of the seven branches of worship, yeah, the branch of prostrations. And as I did mention last week, the last session, that even with regards to making prostrations, if you study, and learn what it involves, yeah. Then with the knowledge, and then when you actually make a prostrations, yeah, it makes a difference to the mind, yeah.
What is it? That ngara atire, choice ne, that lobjung chera, chik tonyer kya chik junzen tini kya bade, karsana, that namji peja mangpo sim lo, kyor chiki yar te ina peja ne that lo sim chik kyor undo kana tonda peja kugu yar mare.
So I mean, it's my experience as well, yeah. That learning and study makes a difference in to your motivation, to your interest. Because you know, in the course of our studies in the monasteries, we have to memorize a lot of stuff at the beginning. Whatever we study, we have to memorize, and if we have to memorize and then recite it out, just to to refresh the memory. But at the time of memorizing, I mean, we just recite blah 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 blah. Actually, we don't know the meaning, but then but I've always had an interest to find out exactly what I'm reciting, and so whenever you learn something new, and you learn the meaning of the words, or even just one or two sentences, it makes a difference, and it makes you want to find out more, yeah. So in that sense, that helped me to have this strong aspiration, interest to want to find out more, yeah.
What in the shin, Dagana Shin, Anichi, that Dombajima Dun Dogana, 아니지 다 담바 담바다 냠도 로로 심베 토 로로 심 제전 담바 된도가나 돈다데 신도가 섬나나 다 섬로 다야 여대시 담바 담바다 냠도 섬나 다야 여대시 로 냠도 냠도 담바다 냠도 섬로 코르토베 시용토베
로 so so you know if you memorize something whatever recitations you're going to engage in having memorized the text beforehand, and then if you know something about what you're reciting, so when these two go together, then there's something to think about, you know, when you're doing your recitations, because you've really memorized it, so you know, and at the same time you have some understanding of the thing, you know, so when you recite, you know, you're able to, you know, reflect at the same time, you know, meditate at the same time.
Yeah. 최
So when you see you see the point how it helps you, then it further strengthens your interest and to want to find out more, to learn more.
Yeah. 소소 셈나 공개를 계속 다니게 지도 다 덤바디 동구여 다 돈에 균센 찍티네 가르스나 덤바당 심여레 인 덤바디 냠도 셈나 텐세 다시 덤바 돈에 고바 균센 쪼디 셈나 공개를 계속 다니게 지도 덤바디 동구여레 로와
You know, there's so many things that we have to recite, and I mean the prayers and this and blah blah blah, you know, so many blah blah, yeah. But the whole point of engaging in this blah blah recitation is that, you know, these words, you know, they serve as a reminder for us, you know, to think about certain things. They remind us to think of all about certain subject or certain topic, isn't it? Yeah. That's the whole point. Why, you know, I think the main reason why there's so many things to recite, yeah, is to for us to reflect and meditate on the meaning of the words,
yeah. 이나야 책디 여러 정기 편도면도 와. 다 소소 전다디 신고에디 계신부 시사. 제당다 전다 시바도 다 로중 진이 신고이지. 로중 마신나 전다 신도면 매바래. 그와 제당 로중 치고에 다 내가 진대 시작되기어래.
So the words are important because you need to have the words, you know, the recitations, because they are a condition for us to think about certain things, isn't it? You have to remind us, oh, we should think about this and that, you know. But the more important thing is the meaning of the words, yeah, isn't it? We have to, the point of reciting these different prayers, blah blah, is to remind, you know, us, you know, of the meaning of what, the meaning of the Dharma, what we need to reflect, what we need to practice, yeah. So that's the most important thing, yeah. But in order to understand the meaning of the words, you know, the only way to understand the meaning of the words is to find out, isn't it? Whether we call it study or learning or, but we have to find out the meaning of the words, yeah. So therefore, in order to, we have no choice, so
must study, must find out.
So this is a very important point which I always, bring it up in classes. It's very important to study. Yeah. But you yourself, you have to see you have to understand the message. You have to know why. You have to see for yourself why it is so important to study. Yeah. So then you have to check whether study helps or not, whether it helps your practice or not, after you've done some learning, you know, whether it makes a difference to your practice, you know, whether it makes a difference to your ability to reflect, you know, when you recite prayers, you know, after having studied, are you able to reflect better on the meaning, you know, and so forth. Yeah. So this is something that you have to see for yourself, because once you see it for yourself, you know, then you realize how helpful it is for you. Yeah. Your faith will increase, your interest will increase. You know. Yeah.
Oh,
So this is something which I always bring up. Yeah. So just continue your continue to study. You know, please, yeah, study hard. You know, just remember, see the point why you have to do it, and then generate that in the determination, and then to continue your studies. Yeah. So if we all of us were to do this, yeah, then I guess, you know, we have basically accomplished the main purpose, you know, of having this building, having the center. The whole point is to have education, is to help people learn and then practice. And then it also fulfills the purpose of me being here. I mean, my main purpose being here is to impart, you know, these teachings, to educate. Yeah. And as you know, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, His Holiness always emphasizes, you know, the need to study. He always says you must study. You know. Lama Sopa Rinpoche has been saying the same thing as well. You know. So if we continue our education here, if we learn, if we study, we are basically fulfilling their deepest wishes. Yeah. So if we, so basically this is their deepest wishes for us, for the center, isn't it? To have education, for people to learn, really learn, and then to practice, yeah. And this is what really makes our gurus happy. You know, when we say what pleases the guru, yeah, pleases, what pleases His Holiness, what pleases Rinpoche, you know, this is it, fulfilling this deepest aspiration of theirs. You know. So if they are pleased, definitely they will have a longer life. Yeah. So pleasing the guru in the form of learning and practice is definitely a condition for them to live long. Yeah. And of all the different kinds of pujas and prayers or whatever you can make, you know, for the guru, there's nothing better than there's no higher, best, no better puja than to do what is pleasing to the guru. Yeah. So please keep this in mind, and therefore continue to pay attention to your learning. Okay. Okay, next is the branch of offering. With regards to offerings, there are the surpassable offerings and the unsurpassable offerings. So of these two kinds of offerings, and these surpassable offerings are expressed by these are two verses in the King of Prayers. I offer to the conquerors exquisite flowers, the best garlands, musical instruments, ointments, excellent umbrellas, superior lamps, and choice incenses. I make offerings to the conquerors with the best garments, superior perfumes, fragrant powders piled as high as Mount Meru, all in the most excellent arrangements.
bena jikde na ngazu tongde da choba da meto la sobe da tonda tende da tena na yoba na singde songje mo na yoba na sing meto la soba da cho choba da me da yungu yare ngazu jikde na tongde o da tela da da la na yebe choba so to sine sume.
So these different offerings are mentioned here in these two verses, like flowers and incense and what have you. What we normally see, yeah, in this world of ours, and this is what we see people making offerings. Yeah. So these are surpassable offerings. So, with regards to the objects to whom we make all these offerings, they are the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Yeah, and we should think that we are making offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and to the numberless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who are equal to all the atoms in the world. Yeah, okay. And then with regards to the offering substances and the things that you present, yeah. Let's say even if you're just offering one flower, you should then mentally imagine, visualize offering numberless flowers. And then so imagine each of these numberless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas each receive numberless flowers that you emanate, that you imagine, okay? So even the flowers, there are the flowers in this human world, and there are also flowers in the God realms. Yeah. So, and then there are flowers of different colors, different shapes, and different smells. Yeah. So bringing all these different kinds of the whole variety of flowers to mind, and you emanate numberless of them, and then you offer. All in the most excellent arrangements. I guess one can visualize these offering these different flowers in forming different in different arrangements, such as having the seeds and arrangement of their seeds in arrangement like similar to their celestial mansions and so forth. So when you offer flowers, and you can imagine all these the flowers are different colors, shapes, and smell, both for human and God realms. And then you can arrange the flowers in different shapes, such as and arranging the flowers in the form of a celestial mansion, in the form of their seeds, and so forth, and then offering those flowers.
Yeah. That
So when we make offerings, we should remember that we are making offerings to numberless objects of refuge. Yeah? Okay, and then regarding the offering substances themselves, let's say if it's a flower, we should emanate numberless of those flowers of different shapes and sizes and colors and so forth, and then you make numberless offerings of flowers, and then and we should make these offerings with a virtuous motivation, as so we have explained in an earlier lesson. Yeah. So we should do it with a faith, yeah, that faith, you know, in the objects of refuge, the faith that arises from seeing the qualities of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Okay, so if we are able to do such a practice with all these different attitudes and visualizations, even if we just offer physically, just offer just one flower, yeah, but if we do, we have these different attitudes and visualizations, and then even if you offer just one flower, but you can accumulate very, very, very strong merit, yeah, very powerful merit.
Yeah.
So you have to know, you have to see the point why we have to do these visualizations. Yeah. You know, you have to see the point. The point is this: if you're able, the more you're able to think, you know, the bigger your perspective, the more merit you accumulate. Well, even though you're just physically offering just, you know, just one piece of whatever, you know, a flower or whatever, but if you can think in all these different ways that we have just mentioned, yeah, then because of that wider mental perspective, you know, then you accumulate a lot of merit, yeah.
And
we accumulate merit. The amount of merit we accumulate is commensurate, you know, with the objects of refuge, like Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Buddha Dhamma Sangha, that we bring to mind. Yeah, okay. So at the beginning, so if you think that you're offering the numberless objects of refuge, then your merit that you accumulate will be commensurate with that, yeah, numberless, yeah, isn't it? So then the next verse, in the King of Prayers shows the unsurpassable offerings. I imagine all unsurpassable and vast offerings for all the conquerors. With the strength of my faith in auspicious deeds, I bow down and make offerings to all the conquerors. So the last two lines of this this verse shows the motivation, the kind of motivation that we need.
Yeah. だとんだ、ラナメチョバ、ディナスマナシレ、だチャンジュセンバ、だとんだ、トゥダノバデンデン、だチャンジュセンバテナムジ、だ、トゥラテネ、だ、だサンボクラソバトワス、オティンデスングドデラ、だ、ラバタペナノムジュプンバサンボ、パサンギシンセダ、だ、ノボリ、カレスインシングノボセダ、オティンデヨングドワ、だチンゾダ、チャンジュセンバノキトゥレトバ、テドウダ、だルイランネピュエ、だティンデメンド。
Some of these things are created by the power of the bodhisattvas, you know, such as Samantabhadra. Yeah. So you have like the wish fulfilling jewel, what's that tree in the mandala offering called? What tree? What in English? the wish conjuring tree, yeah, the one, the wish conjuring tree, and then there's this there's a vase. Yeah. What? Oh, great treasure vase. Yeah, those things. Some of these things are created through the power of the bodhisattvas. Yeah. English Beisai, Tibetan Masi Beisai.
Oh, today, sin. Today, sume. Ah, taganashi. Ni pena fat today yung mudo pena. Talana mebe chaba sedi tia chagur pena changju chodo sem tia ba ina tia da sem tia de chobe na ne talana mebe chaba chay tia chaba chadu yore. No, talana mebe chaba chay. An taganashi tambe chodo zimbar chay. Tinzo yang ah. Lungi temba, dobe temba. Kalungama shuwa na shire sanji temba ni so ting zimbar chaba ina. Ani tiyan ta lana mebe chaba chaya. Ta ta ka na shi ni ji chimbo lo sobe ta sim gyu la chaba ina ya ta lana mebe chaba chaya o tine sare.
So I'm also generating the altruistic intention to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of sentient beings and the bodhicitta. Generating this bodhicitta is also an offering, and it is an unsurpassable offering. Yeah. Similarly, developing great compassion in your mental continuum, that is also that becomes an offering. That you know, that you're offering your generation of great compassion in your mind, it's also an unsurpassable offering. And when we uphold the Dharma. I mentioned about the meaning of upholding the Dharma, you know, in one of the earlier classes. Yeah. So you know, when we talk about the Dharma, there are two. Yeah, there are the scriptural teachings and the realizational teachings. Yeah. So when we preserve, when we uphold these two teachings, yeah, then that becomes an offering as well, and it is an unsurpassable offering.
Pena kiza kang sapati, ta chobi jesu pa meche, rangi kiza tini chobi jesu meche, en puba yena yang, dana meba chobaris, otine sungai ngudu.
And when we visualize our roots of virtue, transforming into the aspect of offering substances, and then and offer that, that is also considered to be an unsurpassable offering. Yeah. So we offer our roots of virtue in the aspect of offering substances. Yeah.
Oh, tinder sha. Takar sha. Ta thoda ni. Ta chik thaman yige thoda ni. Ta chaba ta cha kang da kang chaba ni na ya. Ta kulong kulong chie chumbu cha guyare. Ta chui nam chie yuan de de. Ani teba ta kuba chie guay chik. An teba tinder ta. Jewi namgi, ane cik ta, kopang, dedo, ane cik, ngundu cik ta, doba, syuk tabu tonen ta tonda, cakcawa ta, coba cikgu ya, sungguh ya, cikgan tamang ini.
So in the last two lines of this verse, with the strength of my faith in auspicious deeds, I bow down and make offerings to all the conquerors. Yeah. So these two lines shows the motivation yeah, that we need. Yeah. So the motivation becomes very important. Yeah. So whenever we make offerings and prostrations and offerings, we should do it with a very strong faith in the objects of refuge. Yeah. The faith which arises from seeing their qualities, and also we should make prostrations and offerings with a very strong intention to achieve their realizations, their state, and to become them. Yeah.
What in the song is that Dinema, that and Shabayala, Tosani, Dinema, that and Shabayala, that Dipa Shabayala, Sunga, Pilato Joshua, Yudaman, Yubadin, the Datam, that is so shas in the present Tamina.
So the next verse in the King of Prayers describes the third branch of worship, the branch of confession, confession of the negativities. Whatever negativities, it says sins here. Sins as a, it's very Catholic. I came from a Catholic school, so whatever I prefer negativities, I think sins has a connotation of I don't know something permanent. Yeah. Cannot wash away. Whatever negativities I have done with body, speech, or mind, under the influence of attachment, hostility, or ignorance, I confess each and every one of them. So the negativities that that we have accumulated, you know, were primarily motivated by the afflictions, such as the three mental poisons, ignorance, anger, and attachment, and we engage, you know, we accumulate negativities, you know, through our three doors, basically we engage negativity through our body, speech, and mind. Accumulate negativities. We engage in and accumulate negativities, when we ask someone to engage in negative actions, it's the same. Well, it's no different from committing those negativities ourselves. So it's the same. Okay. And when we rejoice in others, engaging in negativities, so this act of rejoicing is also said to be negative. So in order to engage in confession, we have to see the faults of the negativities. Okay. Whatever negativities that we accumulate, we ourselves would have to experience the result. And every negative action, even just one negative action, has different kind of results. One negative action brings about, will manifest in the form of different results. And we ourselves will have to experience those results. So the details of these results will come later in the section on karma. Okay. Point is, by understanding the faults, the disadvantages of the negativities, then we need to develop regret for the negativities that we have already accumulated in the past. So by reflecting on the faults and the damage that is done to us by the negativities that we have already accumulated, then we will be able to develop sincere regret, real feeling of regret. And if we sincerely feel regret, then automatically we will refrain from engaging in those negativities again. isn't it? So therefore, generating regret is becomes then very important. So, in order to be able to develop real regret, and a strong regret, it all depends on having faith of conviction in cause and effect in karma. So, this faith of conviction in karma, in actions, becomes very important before we can develop this sincere regret for the negativities accumulated in the past. So, and in the outline in the Lambrimya, so the outline is actually literally called the faith of conviction in karma is the root of all the happiness. So if we have a real faith of conviction in karma, then we will be able, we will have a real regret, a sincere regret. And if we have, if we are able to, if we have real regret, sincere regret, then restraining from ourselves from those actions again in the future will almost like be automatic. In the branch of confession, you know, when we engage in confession, so we need primarily these two attitudes. Regret for the negativities accumulated in the past, and the attitude of restraint from a future wrongdoing. What difference does it make if our confession is endowed with these two attitudes, attitude of regret for the past negativities and restraint from future negativities? If we have regret for the past negativities, then the negativities that we have already accumulated in the past will not increase. And when we have restraint for future negativities, then we will put in a stop to creating new negative actions. So in order to completely purify any negative action, in order to completely purify all the negativities, the practice of confession has to be endowed with the four opponent powers. So these four opponent powers will be covered later on. So the next branch, the fourth branch of worship, is the branch of rejoicing.
So the
verse which expresses the rejoicing is And the King of Prayers, I rejoice in all merit, whatever it may be, of all the conquerors of the ten directions, conquerors of children, Pratika Buddhas, those with more to learn, those with no more to learn, and all ordinary beings. So rejoicing here means to rejoice in the merit and in the virtues of the five types of persons. The five types of persons. Who are the five? So the five types of persons are the conquerors of the ten directions, means the Buddhas. We rejoice in their, if you're happy about their merit, and in their merit and their virtue. And the second one are the conquerors' children. The conquerors' children means that the Bodhisattvas, so the Bodhisattvas, okay? Then the third, the Pratyeka Buddhas, solitary realizers, in English. Those with more than, and then those with no more to learn, perhaps, I guess, refers to the hearers. The hearers. And then the fifth type of persons are the ordinary beings. In order for us to be able to really feel happy, to really rejoice in the Buddha's merit and qualities, we first must understand and realize what qualities they possess. Similarly, in order to be able to really be able to feel happy and rejoice in the Bodhisattva's merit, We need a complete understanding of the Bodhisattva path. How they travel, how what they have to do, what they practice, and the kind of qualities that they gain throughout the whole path. Yeah. Similarly, in order to be able to rejoice and to really feel happy, the sincere the feeling of happiness in the quality and the merits of the solitary hierarchies and the hearers, we also need an understanding of the things that they do while traveling on their path, their merit and so forth. Yeah. So therefore, even just to be able to really rejoice, you need to know their qualities, their path, which comes from study. So you see, no matter how you look at it from whatever angle, end of the day, you realize that you have no choice but to learn, to study. Yeah. Even in order to be able to do a good practice of the seven limbs, do a real practice of the seven limbs that has some standard. And we need to first study. And we are just talking about the preliminaries. And the practice of the seven limbs are preparatory practices. So I mean, we have to even just to get the preparatory practice right now to be of some standard, we need to do study. If that's the case, and then it goes without saying, that when we come to the actual body of the practice, sustaining the meditations of the path, of course, we could definitely can only happen with study.
Yeah.
So basically, when we rejoice and we feel happy and take delight in the virtue, we rejoice in our own virtue, yeah? And also, it's either rejoicing in our virtue or the virtue of someone else, yeah? Others, yeah? Isn't it? So, when we rejoice in our own virtue, yeah? The rejoicing in our virtue increases those virtues that we have already accumulated. And it causes and induces us to engage in more virtue in the future. And therefore, with that, we accumulate the merit
here.
So this is one of the points we have to see for ourselves. Why should we rejoice in our own merit? And what do we get? So because when we rejoice in our own merit, when you feel happy about something positive you have done, you are more likely to want to engage in it in the future, isn't it? Yeah, it causes you to want to engage in it, isn't it? It is also said that we accumulate merit, virtue, when we rejoice in the merit of others. So it is mentioned in the teachings that if we rejoice in the merit of someone who is lower than us, we accumulate more merit than that person. If we accumulate in the merit, we rejoice in the merit of someone who is of equal standing, equal, I guess, in qualities, yeah. Then we achieve, we accumulate the similar merits, yeah. So if we rejoice in the merit of someone who's higher than us, we get merit and commensurate with the level of our mind.
Yeah. Free.
When we rejoice in the merit of others, actually we accumulate merit easily. Yeah, easily. So, although that's the case, but usually we divide the world into three. We divide the world into three groups of people. Yeah, those who are on our side, those who are not on our side, and those we basically we don't care whose side they're on. Basically, friends, enemies, and strangers. I know you. And so, technically speaking, I mean, when we rejoice in the merit of others, and it becomes a very easy way to accumulate merit. Yeah. But sometimes, when we look at the people that we don't like, and we see them engaging in virtue, instead of rejoicing, sometimes we may feel jealous, yeah, walao eh. That's an expression. What else? We feel jealous, and or we develop this sense of negative sense of competition. You want to compete with the person. Yeah. So, and this is what happens. We get upset also. We get upset. Yeah. So this happens in the absence of rejoicing, isn't it? Because, yeah. But if we rejoice, if you're able to rejoice in the merits, the virtuous actions that person is doing or those people are doing, then all these negative thoughts are stopped, isn't it? So you see the point? You see the reason why we need to engage in rejoicing?
Yeah. Lang now Matosatila, that Kari Chibani Yakutan, the Kabuchako. No, Kana Kan Chibana, that go Jesuin Raja, the Kaushoji Chakiore, Chazan, that Tinzola Yang, Lokokiore, the Negatonchi, that Jesuin Chabina, so Sim Shiva Yumachi, Jesuin Machabina, Sim Tukesh. No, that Kyungi, so Sorash, no, the Negashi, that also Chidan Namji Shamba Jesuin Shetty Lel Hare.
So, I mean, it's all of us, we find it naturally more difficult to feel happy about the good things of the people that we don't like, isn't it? When we see the people that we do not like experiencing the good things or doing virtue, we don't like it, yeah. We find it difficult to rejoice. In fact, the most difficult, yeah. Rejoicing in the merit of others is relatively easier, isn't it, yeah. But to rejoice, to really feel happy about the good things and the good things that the people we do not like are doing, that's really difficult. But nevertheless, it's something we have to train. Yeah. And why we should train? You have to see the point, you see. What is in there for us to train, to personally, have to rejoice in the activities of the good activities of the people that we don't like, because. If we don't rejoice, means in the absence of rejoicing, we feel upset, isn't it? We get upset, we get jealous, we have a negative sense of competition, and then who suffers at the end? We are the immediate casualty. We feel unhappy inside, mind is disturbed, no peace. So who's the casualty? We suffer, yeah? We suffer the loss, not anyone else, is it? So you see, by seeing the point, then we train, then we purposely engage, you know, in this practice.
Yeah.
So yes, this is difficult. Although it is difficult, but by seeing the point, seeing the reason, then you know, we just have to just as much as possible, just try it, you know.
Oh, 특신 드네마 다 저.
So the next verse in the King of Prayers expresses the fifth branch of worship. In Tibetan, the word kuwal is used. I mean, usually in English we say request, yeah. But kuwal means, well, it says in translation here, it's more like imploring. I don't know if you see the difference between imploring and requesting, you know, but there's a difference, yeah. You implore, you know, the merit field to turn the wheel of the teaching, the Dharma. Okay? So, and that is expressed with the verse, I implore all the
Gumbo.
지금 당부? 응? Anyway, I'm just asking because I never memorize anything anyway. That's the problem with me.
성조 말하면 되죠.
Yeah. Because I'm just wondering about the word, the translation of the word. It says protector.
가나 조조 직된 도마다 성조 말하면 난도 전주림 산재 마찬가지 공부되는 나게 담재라 콜로라는 거였어.
I don't know why in the Lamrim Chenpo the word protector is there, but
Gombo setting.
Gombo. Yeah. Anyway, I just stopped because Lama Soparamishi doesn't like protector. I implore all the protectors, lights of the world in the 10 directions, who have reached Buddhahood, which is without attachment, to turn the peerless wheel of the teaching.
What?
So here we implore all the Buddhists in all the directions to turn the wheel of the teachings, to turn the wheel of the Dharma. So there is a historical precedence for this, something. So after the Buddha achieved enlightenment, he showed the aspect or the deed of not teaching immediately. Then the worldly god Changpa, I think it's Brahma, yeah. Brahma, Changpa, Brahma, yeah. I always get all these gods mixed up, there's so many of them, you know. Mr. So and so, you know. I think, Brahma. Brahma offered a thousand spoked golden Dharma wheel and then requested Buddha, implored the Buddha to teach. And after that that request, then the Buddha turned the first wheel of Dharma by teaching the Four Noble Truths. Yeah. So likewise, we can visualize ourselves as Brahma, not just one, but we can visualize countless replicas of ourselves, each holding a golden Dharma wheel with a thousand spokes, and then we implore also the Buddhas to turn the wheel of Dharma.
Yeah.
So we make the request with the visualization, and then you think that the Buddhas accept. You think that they accept your request. So by doing this practice, we create the cause to have to be fortunate enough to be able to hear the teachings of the Buddha and to practice, to be able to hear and practice the teachings of the Buddha from life to life.
Yeah.
So doing this practice makes a difference in that, from life to life, wherever we are born, in the three realms, up, down, left, right, wherever it is, point is we will be born in a situation whereby we will hear the teachings of the
Buddha.
So the next is the sixth branch of worship is the branch of supplication. So I supplicate with palms joined in prayer, those wishing to demonstrate their final nirvana, please stay for eons equal in number to the particles of the universe, in order to bring happiness and benefit to all beings.
So
the longer the Buddhas abide in the world, the more benefit the sentient beings will receive from their presence. Yeah. So therefore, we request from the heart for the Buddhas. We supplicate sincerely from the heart that they may remain for numerous eons, for as long as 100 eons.
So we should do these
practices constantly, regularly. So, what's in it for us? What do we get? If we do this branch of supplicating the Buddhas to not pass away into Nirvana. But if we do this constantly, we receive the benefit of having our life obstacles being pacified, to be able to live a life without sickness. Yeah.
What in the day, what in the day, Jinji, Rangitat, Tabatan,
So if we sincerely request, we sincerely supplicate the Buddhas to not pass away into Nirvana, because if we do that, then this our supplication becomes a condition for them to remain, to show to them, to have them remain in the world. And then when the longer they remain, the more benefit the sentient beings will receive. So our supplications becomes a condition, a contribution to the welfare and happiness of the sentient beings. So the last one is which is the seventh limb or the seventh branch of worship is dedication. Okay, whatever merit I have accumulated, however slight, from obeisance, offering, confession, rejoicing, imploring, and supplication, I dedicate it all to enlightenment. So what do we do with the merit, and how should we dedicate the merit that we have that we accumulate from paying homage, making offerings, confession, rejoicing, imploring, and supplication? What do we do? Rejoicing, imploring, and supplication. What do we do with the merit? How should we dedicate it? We should dedicate it as a cause for ourselves and for all sentient beings to achieve
full, complete enlightenment.
So making this kind of dedication brings about, brings about the fulfillment of all dedications, all wishes. Why? Because if you really think about it, here we are saying we are dedicating the merit, all this merit that we have gathered, as a cause for ourselves and all sentient beings to achieve enlightenment. Yeah. So this dedication, actually, if you really think about it, it covers everything. If you have to think about it, how it baogaliao, basically. Every single dedication is contained inside this dedication.
So
if we develop an understanding of the meaning of the seven limb prayer, and so we remember the meaning of this verse and we put it into practice, and when we recite these prayers and we put it into practice and doing the practice without a wandering mind, then we will be able to accumulate an immeasurable amount of merit here.
Mm.
Okay. The paragraph, the last paragraph on page 31 is pretty okay. I will just read from another translation, which is in terms of detail. But it's okay, pretty much okay. You accumulate the collections of merit and sublime wisdom, the favorable conditions through performing the five branches of obeisance, which is homage, and offering, rejoicing, imploring, and supplication. So these five branches are you accumulate the collection of merit and wisdom. And then what does confession do? Through confession, you clear away the obscurations, which are the unfavorable conditions. Cultivating delight in the virtue that you have done, which is part of rejoicing, so will also increase your virtue. You may have few virtues as a result of accumulation, purification, and increase, but you will expand them enormously through dedication. Although virtuous effects may arise temporarily and then dissipate, through dedication, they will never dissipate. To summarize, the seven branches of worship are included in the following three: accumulation, purification, and bringing about an expansion and a lack of dissipation. So whenever we engage in virtue, we should dedicate those the merit and the virtue accumulated. Yeah, and through dedication, dedication ensures your virtue will not go to waste, and dedication makes the virtue inexhaustible. Yeah. So if we really dedicate our merit sincerely from the heart towards enlightenment, yeah, so you make this you will make such these differences, yeah. Okay.
What in the shop? That jambazure that say to this jambazure the chuare that Panda Kara say the minan dodwa. Sangin yang a young midas. Chojang nobody, you might insist. The Kara Sugat.
Okay, now as examination time for the senior students, okay? You all like to Liam King, right? Liam this, Liam that, right? Golden Light Sutra especially, right? So there's a line in the Golden Light Sutra that goes something like this, yeah? Sangji nam yon yong mi da ba?
Sangji nam yon de yong.
Okay. Chun kong nui yong ba. Basically, there are these two lines in the Golden Light Sutra, which basically is trying to say that the Buddhas never ever pass away into parinirvana, and the teachings never ever decline. Any comments? The Buddhas don't pass away? The teachings never decline? Oh, please explain. Does it liam, right? Some people does it liam, right?
Kazan lo.
Some of you read the sutra yesterday, or recited the sutra yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Oh, did you recite the sutra? You did? Okay.
We did.
Is there such a line?
Yeah, there is.
There is a. Good. Because I never recited it before, so I don't know.
I guess when it said the Buddha never passed into Parinirvana, I guess it meant that the Dhammakaya is always there, out there, you know. The manifest form in this world, Buddha Shakyamuni does pass into Parinirvana, but there's always the Dhammakaya that's out there.
Dhammakaya and Dhammakaya, not same entity?
Not same entity, yeah. I mean, my interpretation is that lah. There is always a form of Buddha that's out there that never passed away. I mean, it's
well, so there's one form that passes away.
And the Dhamma never declined also, because the realized Dhamma in which is in the Buddha's mind is always there too. Yeah. I mean, the Dhamma in this world may pass away, but there's always the realized Dhamma out there which never declined in the Buddha's mind. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, now your question. Yeah. My question is done. Yeah, just one. If you have not all one thing. Not what God. Not the old student, the new student. Yeah. Yeah, question for 7
Tiki. 7 Nim.
Can you put it? This question about requesting that the Buddhas stay and teach and not pass into Nirvana. Because I think it's said that earlier in the class that the Buddhas manifest Sambhogakaya and then manifest the Supreme Nirvanakaya, which we cannot see. And then there's also the so-called the gross manifestations which we can see, which are our teachers. So, and then what is that actually trying to say? As in that, is it trying to say that Bodhisattvas who are about to become Buddhas don't become Buddhas? I mean, don't enter Nirvana? Because I thought only Buddhas can manifest much more manifestations and Bodhisattvas that can teach us more. So what is it actually talking about?
So the point is, one of the points that he's trying to clarify is, do we also ask the Bodhisattvas to not pass away into Nirvana? Yeah? This is one of the things.
Yeah, but I don't understand what that sentence is trying to say in the first place.
And why are we requesting them to not pass away into Nirvana in the first place? We don't see them in the first place. Yeah? We don't see them being around in the first place. Yeah. You follow his question? No, do you see the Buddhas? If you don't see the Buddhas in the first place, you don't see them passing away, or you don't see them coming anywhere. Yeah? So what exactly are you requesting? So also, are you requesting also the Bodhisattvas also to not pass away into Nirvana? Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you can't ask someone to live long when you don't see them. Yeah. You can ask someone who is in America now to live long. Hey, my anitasi. Although you don't see them, yeah. You can make the request, no? So it's okay to request the Bodhisattvas to not pass away, because they are here to benefit sentient beings, isn't it? Anyway, as I mentioned before, we can basically anyone who's beneficial for whose existence is beneficial for others, even if the person is an ordinary being, it is okay
to request the person to wish, but to have ask the person to live a long time, isn't it? It's not a problem, isn't it? Yeah. And we should, isn't it? We should ask them.
어떻게
So because the longer they remain in the world, the more benefit they can bring to the world. So there's no problem, yeah, in asking them to, you know, not asking them, but you know, to request them to hang around for longer.
어떻게 다 되냐마 다 곰지 꼴때 때때 모두 다 뒤스 록시 알아봐 아니 뒤스 로라낭스 어떻게 다 야라도
삼미마
삼미마 다
주주
다 지난적이다 야 next Tuesday we don't have class 야
왠지 말이 기타 하게
this is Singapore birthday so I must must give holiday for everyone so next Tuesday don't have class Okay, you celebrate your birthday. Yeah. So Thursday, we'll come back to class. Yeah.